From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The head of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is defending the implementation of President Donald Trump's executive order restricting immigration, saying the new order, in his words, is aimed at keeping terrorists out of the country, but stressed that it is not a Muslim ban. House Speaker Paul Ryan also defended Mr. Trump's order.
Regrettably, the rollout was confusing, but on a go-forward basis, I'm confident that Secretary Kelly is going to make sure that this is done correctly, that they get a good review, and that we are going to make sure that we get this program up and running with the kind of vetting standards that we all want to see.
Meantime, White House spokesman Sean Spicer responded to reporters' questions within the last hour on President Trump's firing Monday night of the acting Attorney General Sally Yates for refusing to defend his executive order restricting travel from seven mostly Muslim countries.
When she, as the acting Attorney General, is not only responsible but required to execute lawful orders and defiantly says no, as someone who has chosen to lead a department, she was rightfully removed. That is a position of leadership that is given to somebody who is supposed to execute orders that are handed down to them properly.
The executive order signed last week suspends U.S. entry to all refugees for 120 days and bans Syrian refugees indefinitely. It also blocks people from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. for 3 months. Mr. Trump proposed about a year ago a ban on all Muslims entering the country, which he later amended to calling an extreme vetting process. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. President Trump's nominee for Attorney General, Senator Jeff Sessions, is expected to be approved Tuesday by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Jeff Custer has our report.
Democrats on the committee Tuesday expressed opposition to Trump's immigration executive orders. Sessions has a reputation for taking hardline positions on immigration, an issue on which he has advised the president. But committee chair Charles Grassley defended Sessions and called for an end to the delay on his approval. If he is approved as expected, Sessions could be considered by the full Senate within days. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
The United Nations Security Council is set to hold urgent talks Tuesday in response to a ballistic missile test carried out by Iran. The 2015 Security Council resolution prohibits Iran from any activities related to ballistic missiles designed to carry nuclear warheads. The 8-year ban followed the adoption of an agreement Iran reached with 6 world powers to limit its nuclear program in return for sanctions release. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Tuesday when he meets with President Trump soon, he will urge him to renew sanctions against Iran. He said Iran's aggression must not go unanswered. President Trump has been a sharp critic of the Iranian nuclear deal, saying the world powers gave up too much in exchange for too little. The UN Children's Fund is warning millions of children caught in conflict and other crises are at risk of dying from severe acute malnutrition if they do not receive life-saving therapeutic treatment. Lisa Schlein reports for the VOA on a UNICEF effort to gain emergency aid.
The largest amount of money, or $1.4 billion, will go toward helping 17 million children and families caught up in war inside Syria and living as refugees in 5 neighboring countries. Half of the beneficiaries are children. UN Children's Fund Emergency Programs Director Manuel Fontaine says Syria is the largest humanitarian crisis the agency is facing. UNICEF estimates 7.5 million children will face severe acute malnutrition in most of the 48 countries in crisis, with the largest number and most serious cases in northeast Nigeria, Yemen, South Sudan, and Somalia. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
The European Union on Tuesday condemned recent clashes in eastern Ukraine between pro-Russian rebels and government forces, calling the fighting a blatant violation of the Minsk truce. Both sides say at least 8 people have died in the reignited conflict. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.